This is Rhema for today.
Glory to God. Perplexity of nations with distress. Sea and the waves roaring. We see it. It's fulfilled in our days. And so when these things began, we not only seen the beginning of them, but we're right in the middle of them. But when they began to come to pass, lift up your heads. Praise God, it's time for us to lift up our heads and rejoice, because our redemption, our full redemption, draweth nigh.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Jesus is Coming Again, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now then, turn back in your New Testament to Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel, the 17th chapter. 17th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Notice what Jesus said. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In other words, he's talking about when he comes. It'll be just as it was in the days of Lot. How was it? They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. If that doesn't describe our day, I don't know what does. Even as it was in the days of Lot, so it shall be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Amen. Now, turn by, while you're there in Luke, that's 17th chapter, turn right on over just a few pages to the 21st chapter. 21st chapter of Luke. Now, notice the 25th through the 27th verse. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth. Now, what are these signs upon the earth? Distress of nations with perplexity. In other words, they don't know what to do. Nations don't know what to do with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. When you read about the sea and so on in the Bible, very often it's talking about the people upon the earth, sea and the waves roaring. In other words, the people, just like the heads of the nation, so to speak, they're perplexed. Now notice, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Perplexity of nations with distress. Sea and the waves roaring. We see it. It's fulfilled in our days. And so when these things began, we not only seen the beginning of them, but we're right in the middle of them. But when they began to come to pass, lift up your heads. Praise God, it's time for us to lift up our heads and rejoice, because our redemption, Our full redemption draweth nigh. You see, we are redeemed. We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. But we have the promise of the redemption of our bodies. We're going to have new bodies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now notice that here in this same 21st chapter of Luke, Jesus went on to say, and he spake to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they shoot forth, ye see and know of your own self that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things, that's the things we just got through reading about, you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Hallelujah. Now, the fig tree, most all Bible scholars agree, is a symbol of Israel. It's budding in these last days. Israel has become a nation again for so many years. You know, they wandered around the world, so to speak. But God prophesied through the prophets of old that he'd bring them back to their homeland, and he's done that. And so we've seen the fig tree put forth its shoots, put forth its leaves, so to speak. Well, how near are we? How close are we to his coming? Now again, let's go back to here in the New Testament to something that Peter said. We've talked about James and John and Jesus. Notice something here that Peter declares in 2 Peter, the third chapter. Notice that he says, this second epistle, beloved, now I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us the apostles of the Lord our Savior. Knowing, now notice, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days. So what days is he speaking of? The last days. What does he mean, the last days? He means the last days before the coming of the Lord. The last days before the end of the world. The last days before the end of this age. Knowing this, that in the last days, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the heaven and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Praise God, praise God. Now let's go on reading. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works therein shall be burned up. Seeing then all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be? in all holy manner of life and conduct, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, I want you to notice particularly that 12th verse. I'm going to come back to it in a moment. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. Amen. Well, thank God he's coming. Now again, let's look again here in 2 Peter, the second chapter. We're right there in the third chapter. Just back up to notice. But, this very first verse of the second chapter of 2 Peter. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feign words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their destruction slumbereth not. He's talking here about false teachers in the last days.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled Jesus' Name Above All Names. We're also offering Craig Hagin's CD entitled The Mindset of a Champion. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. All these items for the special price of only $29. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Also, one more thing I would talk about. You know, it's kind of interesting that our grandfather has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I don't even know if YouTube was around whenever he passed away.
I don't think it was.
But, you know, we have over 200,000 subscribers now. So, you know, if you want some free, teaching by Brother Hagin, if you'll go to the Kenneth E. Hagin YouTube channel, it's called Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin, our official YouTube channel as well. And if you want to know anything about Rhema, if you go to rhema.org, you can find out everything there is to know about Rhema.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.